It's 4 p.m. and you're listening to WYLL AM 580 and WYLL FM 90.9, HD1 and HD3 Urbana. I'm Jim Meadows, and we have taken the unusual step of breaking into programming because of a major problem east of Urbana. Illinois State Police report that a large grass fire has closed I-74 between the Ogden and Fithian exits. That's at the border of Champaign and Vermilion counties. Heavy smoke is causing low visibility on the highway. The traffic on I-74 is being rerouted to U.S. Route 150. IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard is on the phone with us, and he is out there at the site of the gas fire. Andrew, where are you exactly? What are you seeing?
Thanks, Jim. I am about, I would call it, 3 miles north and east of Ogden. So the fire is between me and Urbana right now. I've been kind of making my way from south of Ogden to west of Ogden to north of Ogden and now north and east of Ogden there. So I'm looking at the fire right now that's been burning for a couple of hours now, and it's been ebbing and flowing and moving rather quickly. I can tell you right now that the smoke looks a little bit reduced at this moment, so it may be that the firefighters are getting some control over this, but interestingly enough, I am parked on a small rural farm-to-market road here, and the traffic is like rush hour because, as you noted, Interstate 74 is closed. I would imagine that maybe Highway 150 is also being blocked off, and folks are just continuing to stair-step to the north until they can find some sort of way to get west and east. And so these small little, you know, single-lane country roads are quite busy right now with traffic.
Now, out there, I take it there's a lot of smoke. Are there visible flames from where you're looking?
Right now, there are not. But at times, the flames have been very big. They're quickly moving through these dried crops. In some cases, the crops have been harvested. But in others, got these very tall, crispy, dried corn crops. And so at times, as the fire has moved through these corn crops that have not been harvested, the flames have been very tall. In some cases, maybe 10, 15 feet tall, moving very quickly from south to north. So at times, very intense fire conditions out here.
Do you know of anyone hurt due to this grass fire or any buildings that are in danger?
So I can tell you anecdotally that at times there was concern about some buildings in Ogden. I cannot confirm whether or not any buildings were actually involved in the fire there. Several farmhouses have been, kind of within the plume here. I think firefighters have done a pretty good job of protecting properties here. So again, can't confirm that anything like that has happened. I did hear of some injuries occurring on Interstate 74. I saw some ambulance traffic coming and going from where the traffic was stopped up near the fire. Once again, I can't confirm, though, whether this was a car accident because of reduced visibility or something actually from the fire itself. So there have been some injuries here. Can't confirm how those injuries happened. And fire continues to threaten some buildings here, but again, can't confirm that any of them have actually been involved in the fire.
Now, Andrew, we know the National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for several counties in east central Illinois until 7 p.m. because of the winds and a low humidity. How windy is it out there? How is this contributing to the situation?
Well, winds out in the open continue to gust 40 to 50 miles per hour across central Illinois. So if you're in Champaign-Urbana, in the city, of course, you're aware that it's a very blustery day, but when you step outside of town, away from the tall buildings and the trees, and you're in the open country like this, it's just a constant wind. And so that's the problem here, is that any fire that starts, I don't know how this particular fire began. Once you get a flame started, though, it travels very quickly. You've got embers then that are flowing through the air at a high rate of speed. And so it becomes kind of a snowballing situation where you're really trying to keep this fire from getting out of control because the wind is carrying the fire very rapidly.
And the low humidity, it may be lower than we would notice on an everyday basis. How is that affecting it?
Absolutely. And we've gone about that a couple of ways. You know, we're experiencing some newly developing drought this fall. It's been very dry over the last 30 days or so. And now we've got an area of low pressure off to our west, and that is drawing very warm air up from the south. And so it's warm, but it's not very humid. And that warm air, because it's moving over this very dry soil, because we don't have much moisture there, that's how we're really reducing the humidity. It's a warm, dry air mass out there. The vegetation is crispy and it's windy. So there's your trifecta right there. We've got, you know, dry soil and vegetation that's easy to catch on fire. We've got low relative humidity, which helps that fire spread along with those gusty winds. So it's, you know, something that we were forecasting in advance, you know, critical fire weather conditions, that red flag warning. We just hope that no fires began. And unfortunately, that has been the case here near Ogden. And I do believe another fire or two may have begun across central Illinois. I don't have any details on that one because I've been focused on the Ogden area for the last couple of hours.
Now, Andrew, you've taken pictures of both the highway and the farm fields involved in the grass fire. We are sharing those on at ipmnewsroom.org. Are those pictures up to date? Are they reflecting what you see right now?
So those photos are about 30, maybe 45 minutes old. So that was probably when the fire was peaking. It was crossing I-74. It was moving north of Ogden into some very, I want to call it lush. Obviously, that's not the right word, but some tall, unharvested crops there. So the fire really escalated right in the I-74 area between 3 and 4 p.m. Right now, it does look like they're getting it under control. I still see some smoke, but you can tell when the fire is kind of hitting an escalation point. You get a surge of black smoke. That smoke gets very tall. It gets very hot, so the air is rising there. So you get a very noticeable increase in the smoke plume, and that is the opposite of what I'm seeing right now. We're actually getting a much smaller smoke plume. It's just kind of a white haze on the horizon right now, mixed in with dust. Farmers in the area continue to work with the firefighters here. They have discs on their tractors. They're combing the fields here, kind of getting rid of that dry vegetation, turning it over and trying to get some bare soil there to stop the rapid spread. So the smoke is getting much smaller. There's a lot of dust in the air from the fires. The farmers working to put this fire out or stop its spread. So without getting too ahead of myself here, as we get just past the 4 o'clock hour, it does look like maybe they're getting this fire under control north of Ogden.
Now, besides the fire, the weather conditions, which are encouraging it, I should note the weather conditions at Willett Airport, I guess a few miles away from you, from about 10, 12 minutes ago, fair and windy, 81 degrees, winds out of the south, 30 miles per hour, gusting to 43. So that certainly must be some of the things that affected it. Also, the humidity, just 38%. How long are these conditions going to last?
Well, we'll see these conditions continue through the evening here. So hopefully no more fires pop up, but it is hot, dry, and windy now, and it will continue to be hot, dry, and windy through the evening. We'll cool off just a little bit, and that will allow the relative humidity to increase a bit. The cooler temperatures there will increase the humidity. But tomorrow we have very similar conditions. The humidity may be slightly higher as we start to draw more moisture northward. We have rain in the forecast Wednesday night, but tomorrow we are looking at another very warm, near record high, very windy, and relatively dry day. So we'll have to see how things look tomorrow. It may be that tomorrow afternoon we're looking at similar conditions here that may support fire spreading quickly before we get that beneficial rain to come in late Wednesday night into Thursday morning.
And for anyone who's stuck in traffic on I-74 or a local county road near this grass fire between Fithian and Ogden, or near any grass fire that's obstructing traffic and visibility, what do you advise them to do?
Well, with this particular fire, it does look like local authorities are doing a pretty good job navigating traffic. I can see to my west on Highway 49 coming north from the Fithian area, a steady flow of traffic out there. So I believe that maybe state police are directing traffic that way. But if you come upon, you know, a new one of these fires or a fire that's not been blocked off, or the other concern today was maybe areas of blowing dust from some of these recently harvested and very dry fields. If you come up on an area with low visibility from smoke or dust, you've got to stop and pull over to the side. You won't be able to see through there. You don't know how long it will be until you can see again. Because you can't see, you don't know what's in there. And that is how we end up with these pileups. One person ventures in, you can't see. Maybe they come to a stop in the middle of the lane. Then another car goes through and they don't stop and they hit that car. And then another car comes through. And then by the time, you know, a few minutes passes, you've got a very critical situation that can escalate quickly. So the safer thing, even though it's not the ideal thing is going to be to stop, pull over, either wait until conditions improve or find an alternate route. I know in some of these cases, if you're on the interstate, you can't simply turn around. I've seen some instances where they've actually been allowing people to come the reverse direction down some of the on-ramps. So this was the case in Ogden where you could actually come back to the east down the westbound lanes to get down the exit ramp there back into Ogden and onto some of these alternate routes. So I know that you're not always in control of that thing. If it's a small two-lane highway, you can easily turn around, try to just find another route. I know increasingly people have that little computer in your pocket. You've got your smartphone with Google Maps, and you can maybe try to work some magic on the back roads. But the last thing you want to do is drive in when you can't see where you're headed.
And you mentioned some traffic accidents. I was thinking of the windstorm on I-55, I think about a year or so ago. Have you seen any traffic accidents in this case, or have they managed to avoid those?
So I have not with my eyes seen the accidents. I was told that there have been some accidents on I-74 during the time the fire was crossing the interstate there. I did see an ambulance responding to the fire front line and then come back out of there with their lights and sirens going. So I was told there were some accidents on I-74 due to the reduced visibility and the fire. And I did witness an ambulance coming in and then coming back out with its sirens going. I did not see the accident there. I was, some distance away from the fire front lines. I didn't want to get onto I-74 myself. I was kind of viewing things from the overpass just north of Ogden there. As the kind of road goes over Interstate 74. So I had a good vantage point looking down toward the west at kind of the front lines, but couldn't get close enough there to see what exactly was going on and what had transpired.
Okay. Well, again, a large grass fire has closed I-74 between the Ogden and Fithian exits at the Champaign-Vermilion County border. Heavy smoke is causing low visibility on the highway, and traffic is being rerouted to U.S. Route 150. Andrew Pritchard, a meteorologist for Illinois Public Media, I wanted to thank you so much for being on the scene and keeping us up to date on what's going on.
It's my pleasure. Stay safe, everyone. Stay safe. Excuse me.
Take care, Andrew. And listen for updates throughout the afternoon on Illinois Public Media on AM 580, FM 90.9, and at ipmnewsroom.org. And I'm Jim Meadows, IPM News. We return now to WYLL AM 580 for All Things Considered and for classical music on WYLL FM 90.9.